Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe are currently hosting a press conference. Before the press conference, though, President Trump had a chance to address what he expects to come out of the meetings being held next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
This will not be just a photo op. This will be at a minimum. We'll start with perhaps a good relationship, and that's something that's very important toward the ultimate making of a deal. I'd love to say it could happen in one deal. Maybe it can. They have to denuke. If they don't denuclearize, that will not be acceptable.
Alice Marie Johnson, whose life sentence was commuted by President Trump, said she appreciated him showing her mercy. She also had another message for President Trump.
Thank you so much that I am going to be that one that is going to make you so proud. And I hope that my life will encourage him to do this for others, too.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The American tradition of planning for retirement seems to be fading away. With the findings of a new study, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The study done by Bankrate.com concludes that 61% of Americans have no idea how much money they'll need to save for retirement. And they say millennials are the most likely to be clueless about it, with 68% reportedly in the dark. Older Americans are not much better, though. The report says 58% of baby boomers and 59% of those 73 years of age and older also don't know how much they'll need to have stashed away. The most surprising finding, according to Bankrate.com, is that 19 million currently working Americans say they never expect to retire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Suicide rates are on the rise in nearly every state. That's according to new analysis released Thursday by the CDC. Suicide has become the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today in Detroit, Michigan, Housing and Urban Development Director Ben Carson opened what's called the Envision Center. Now, this is the first of its kind, and it's aimed at helping HUD-assisted households achieve self-sufficiency. Along with this, Carson was on Fox News, and he talked about why, as a nation, we need to be more civil towards each other.
It's also an essential element to our long-term survival. This country is extremely strong, and it cannot really be brought down from the outside, very much like the Roman Empire. But it can be destroyed from within. And we have elements who are driving wedges between people on the basis of race, income, religion, gender, political affiliation, you name it. There is never a good outcome to that in a society. And we have to start looking beyond politics and not allowing ourselves to be manipulated because, as I said, the large majority of people are willing to extend a helping hand. One of the reasons this country was elevated so quickly is because these communities all over that were isolated, they helped each other. Right. If it was harvest time and a farmer broke his leg, everybody else pitched in and they helped them. They didn't say, what were you doing and why did you break your leg? So, you know, that's where we have to get back to.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Carson also noted that social media has really not done much to enhance and help people when it comes to helping each other. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Hour number three, The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. A lot of teachable moments, how the world works here at The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. We finished up last hour talking a little bit about all of the bull excrement in the NFL and the mainstream media. Now, the owners are trying to tell you that it was Trump. It wasn't. A lie. Trump didn't get the NFL owners to do anything. Money did. But hey, it's good for them now because they can say it's not our fault, it's Trump's fault. And that's exactly what they did. Follow the money every single time. You got a lot of conservatives out there all bent out of shape about Roseanne and the fact that Roseanne got canceled. Because of the tweet that she put out that may or may not have been influenced by Ambien. I sometimes have trouble with sleep, and I was prescribed Ambien. This was like 10 years ago. I took it once. I woke up the next morning, it's no joke. I walked into the kitchen, and food was out everywhere. I was making peanut butter and banana sandwich. I don't even know what I was. Sleepwalked. Had no idea. I was like, that's it. Not doing that again. I'm just going to go with the little vitamin there, the melatonin pills, and see how that works. But anyway, this whole Roseanne thing, money. If ABC thought that they could hold on to their advertisers after her statement, do you think Roseanne would have been canceled? Sorry, wouldn't have. That is the reality. Now, granted, listen, they brought back Roseanne. It was ABC's number one program. It ticked a lot of the left-wingers off. We all know what direction Disney leans. We get that. But again, this had to do with money. It really did. Now, there's some areas of Disney that they're still trying to figure out, and they don't care. They don't care if they don't make any money. For example, I get it. I get the hypocrisy. They're bringing Keith Olbermann back to ESPN. Keith Olbermann, if you go and you watch some of his videos that he put up there, I don't know if he was writing for Vanity, he was doing it for Vanity Fair or GQ or something like that. It is some of the most vile stuff ever. On Keith Olbermann's program on MSNBC, I remember this vividly. He was on with Janine Garofalo during, this is when the Tea Party was starting to come up in 2009. And they had an entire conversation on their program explaining that conservatives have actual inferior brains. And the limbic portion of the brain is messed up in conservatives. And conservatives are kind of like Frankenstein. They see fire and like, ah! She was like, they see a black guy in the White House and they freak out. That was actually on Keith Olbermann's program, but they're bringing him back. Yeah, there's hypocrisy. You had Samantha Bee this past week suggest to Ivanka Trump that she go seduce her father and stop being a feckless, and she used the C word. Because they can. There's different rules for the left. You should know that by now. If you haven't figured this out by now, I don't know what to tell you. You keep getting angry over it, and there's no point in getting angry over it. It is what it is. You need to start being a little bit more stoic when it comes to this stuff, because you're going to drive yourself crazy at every single slight. I had this pointed out to me by one of our listeners. I say, Chris, you notice this? You notice how whenever Roseanne is brought up, they always say, Roseanne, ardent supporter of Donald Trump. Roseanne, big supporter of President of the United States, Donald Trump, right after her name, whenever she's brought up. Let me ask a question. Do you see Harvey Weinstein, top supporter of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, after his name is brought up? No. You won't. You won't. You need to know who these people are. They are who they are. Anyway, I want to touch on this. This is actually bringing me back in time to some degree. And this is very good news. Report came out from the investors. Actually, no, I'm sorry. IMD, Competitive Center, Competitiveness Center in Switzerland. Every year, it ranks countries by 256 different variables to come up with its global competitiveness ranking. The United States, we just leapt three places to take over the top spot in global competitiveness, ahead of Hong Kong, Singapore, the Netherlands, and Switzerland. That jump was based on its strength in economic performance and infrastructure, ranking first in both areas. Now, how many times have I been talking about this here on the program where I say that we continue to slip?